Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'll tell you who else is in the house, Mick. He goes by the name of Adrian Bott, and he joins us on Tuesday Trackside. Adrian, a very good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us on Tuesday Trackside.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys.
How are you?
Excellent, thanks. Excellent.
Good, good. Mick, do you want to fire away and get this show on the road, shall we?
Absolutely. Boddy, mate, full credit. Well, congratulations for all the effort and hard work that goes into producing these two-year-olds at the moment, mate. You've got them absolutely low-flying. Any two-year-olds that we haven't seen yet that can come out and compete with the likes of Shangri-La Express and a node in your stable?
Look, I think we've still got some very good horses that we haven't seen yet that certainly aren't exposed. You know, at what time they're sort of ready to challenge those types that have already been exposed, I guess we'll sort of work out through the autumn and sort of how they're placed. I don't think we'll have anything else sort of pop up in terms of sort of trying to get to the Magic Millions at this early stage. But there's a couple of horses that we'll be trialling over the next few weeks, or maybe even trialled sort of last week, that I think we'll see more of, a lot more of going forward. But yeah, I think it's got to be some, you know, certainly it's proven it's a good advantage to have sort of had that sort of first prep and campaign that a couple of those horses like Shangri-La Express and Espionage and, the likes of Straight Charge and that have had. So, it's going to be hard to turn the tables on some of those.
Love that. And obviously Storm Boy, the favourite for the Magic Millions two-year-old race, that is his confirmed target now.
Yeah, so he's already in Queensland, runs Saturday in the BJ McLaughlin up there. Look, hopefully all things going well, that's the race that we're heading towards and targeting. So obviously want to see a strong and another solid performance from him on Sunday.
Now, Adrian, just with regards to the juvenile horses you've got in your stable, since partnering up with Gay, what have you learned about juvenile horses and how they come through the ranks and how you teach them not just to settle in the runs but to be so explosive late and hold their speed? What have you learnt since joining the Gay Waterhouse stable with regards to the younger horses?
Yeah, look, obviously, so I don't do as much sort of training myself with them. Obviously, a lot of education, but in terms of sort of the level of work and the workload that they have, yeah, it's certainly, that's got to be tinkered with, and, yeah, you really need to be monitoring those horses very closely. They can be right there for you 1 minute and gone just as quickly. So they need certainly need to be under your eye and sort of under your nose there the entire time, and you sort of really need to have your sort of finger on the pulse and sort of be very, very attentive to any sort of slight and subtle change. I guess that's sort of no doubt with all of them, but I think that's particular with the 2-year-olds.
Mick, fire away, mate.
Yeah, buddy, you got one out today up at Scone there, Tarabo. Obviously, a very winnable race from the wide draw JVO aboard. What's the plans there, and what chances do you give it?
Yeah, you went around sort of quite favoured in a strong sort of maiden at Warwick Farm there. Obviously, it was sort of very, very disappointing on that occasion. So, just wanted to drop him right back in class and sort of try and get a. Find a grade where he can be competitive and try and get some confidence for him. He'd sort of been a while off the scene, sort of coming back from injury. So whether he can just be a bit forgiving of that first up run, whether he was just in need of that or not. But no doubt he was disappointing, and he needs to needs to show some significant improvement today. But I think, yeah, the drop back in grade can help offset that for us.
Fantastic. You've got Vanquish going around tomorrow. Went pretty close last start. That's at Warwick Farm in race two. Well, what do you make of his chances?
Yeah, he's been knocking on the door. I think he looks well and has been training nicely for us. So, looks a lovely race for him. Slightly up in trip off his last run, I think should be beneficial. But he looks to have trained on well, and yeah, looks a nice race. I've been surprised he's still a maiden at this point off sort of what we've seen from him at home and his work, and he just sort of bumped into a few ones on his day. But hopefully he gets his turn tomorrow.
And you got Yarrawonga there, now out to the 2,200 metres, second up. Obviously, Strip's much fitter now, two trials, 2,000 metres, now 2,200. How do you see this horse sort of going? Do you think you win this and then progress through the grades, or what are your thoughts around him?
Yes, certainly a nice horse that can be competitive going through his grades, and it's the right time of year for him to sort of be racing over the summer. Carried a big weight there first up, and just off the two trials, he probably just didn't need that run and just felt the pinch there at Hawkesbury last start. So expecting to see some significant improvement just in terms of his fitness there. So it's a nice race for him. He's a horse that can, I can see progressing through the grades and further on what he's done today.
You got Power Ballad in race six there. Rachel King aboard. She's in really good form. And this horse beat Zafuria two back and then was only beaten, nearly three lengths last start. Do you see it bouncing back to winning form tomorrow?
Yeah, she may have just found a race where it was just maybe a bit too much pressure there. She won her maiden well, and I guess sort of was able to get things her own way in front, and then just taking that next step and sort of taking on the older mares there last start and what was probably more a high pressure race, just found her out. So I guess we can be a bit forgiving of that. Just sort of have to see the speed maps tomorrow morning off the back of sort of scratching and see whether we need to tinker with a race pattern or not. You know, she's I don't want her being too one dimensional and sort of vulnerable, but she does have some great some great speed. So yeah, it's certainly always nice asset and sort of try and take advantage of that when we can.
For those of us just joining us here on Tuesday Trackside, that is the voice of Adrian Bott. Adrian, that's the short-term view of the stable in the immediate future. What about medium to long-term, just with regards to the Australian Oaks, which comes up in a couple of months? But you had two nice fillies going around during the Spring Carnival, Amazonian Lass and Tropical Squall. How are they both going leading into their autumn preparations?
Yeah, both back in the stable now, both in really good shape. Amazonian Lass would probably be the one that could look to head that way. I think Tropical Squall doesn't quite see out that trip.
Yep.
I think we'll sort of got a bit too much brilliance. We'll look to bring her back and maybe keep her around that mile mark. We may be tempted to stretch her out to a race like the Vinery. But if not, she might be more one that we see in races like the Coolmore. I think that's where she can be very effective.
What about with regards to, I know it's a little while away, but you and the stable would obviously be putting in a heap of plans for the next Spring Carnival, which will come up. Are there any international runners that you've got your eye on, any horses from overseas that have caught your eye in the last couple of months that could potentially lead into 2024 in Australia?
We bought a couple of nice horses out of the Horses in Training, Tattersalls in October. They've actually just arrived in Australia now. They're probably, I guess, profile horses like Just Fine that we purchased last year, sort of lightly raced progressive horses to sort of try and take through their grades. So we sort of give them a bit of time to settle in and find their feet. So no real set plans for those types, but they could easily pop up in the Spring Carnival later in the year and, pop up in sort of as a lightweight chance in any one of those handicaps.
Body obviously heading up to the Gold Coast for another junket, Magic Millions, no doubt. have you had a look at anything up there, or have you got your eyes on anything as a stable? And if you do, how do we get involved?
Yeah, I think this is, I think it's going to be a good year with sort of plenty of opportunities, and we always sort of like to try and take advantage of that at Magic Millions, bigger catalogue this year. we've had some great success out of it. Or he sort of had a look through the Hunter Valley and sort of got a good good gauge on what we feel we'll be targeting. We're that particular sale, we're always sort of trying to find that, that sort of two-year-old type of horse, the precocious forward runner that can get us back for a race like the two-year-old Magic Millions race and be up and racing around slipper time. They're the types that we target heavily out of that sale. So if they're the sort of types of horses that people are looking to be involved in, certainly a good sale to be concentrating on that one with us.
You've been very generous with your time today, mate. Thank you so much. Before we go, I do have to ask you, All-Star Mile for Alligator Blood. Is that on the agenda?
Yeah, most certainly. Beautiful. Very keen to get him down there. He'll pretty much do all his racing down in Melbourne once again. Aim to be sort of third up in a race like the All-Star Mile. And then with the programming this year, that may leave open the opportunity to have a crack at the Australian Cup as well for him.
Adrian, go get that reef and tanning oil sorted for the Magic Millions, mate, because you've got a big one coming up. Good luck for this week, and good luck for 2024 and beyond with the rest of your juveniles and some of those imported runners. Hopefully we can find some futures bets as well. They're always nice.
No, really appreciate it, guys. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Adrian. Thanks, there we go. Adrian Bott joining us on the line from the Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott Stable.